Chapter 2. We, the Many People. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. From the song America, words by Samuel F. Smith. Lesson 1. Focus. Why are there different ways of life in one country? Main idea. As you read, look for reasons why there are different ways of life in the United States. Vocabulary. Custom. Immigrant. Ancestor. Isthmus. Wealth. Religion. Slavery. Poverty. Ethnic group. Culture. People from many places. People in the United States can choose all kinds of foods to eat. Do you like tacos, spaghetti, or egg rolls best? Between meals, would you choose an orange or an apple? Each of these foods is different, yet all of them share something. People first brought them to the United States from other places. Special ways. When people come to live in a new place, they often bring their customs with them. A custom is a usual way of doing things. Shaking hands when you meet someone is a custom. Waving goodbye when you leave is another. Many American customs come from other places. Do you trick people on April Fool's Day? English settlers brought this custom to America. Do you color eggs at Easter? Immigrants from Ukraine, Russia, and Poland brought this custom to America. An immigrant is a person who comes to live in a country from some other place. Immigrants also brought holidays with them, such as St. Patrick's Day and the Chinese New Year. They brought new ways of doing things. They brought different kinds of music and dance, too. Even the languages that most Americans speak are from other countries. Most Americans speak English, but many of the words they use come from other languages. In fact, many of the things that Americans use each day first came from other places. That includes some of the foods we eat. Immigrants from Mexico first brought tacos to the United States. Italian immigrants gave us spaghetti. Immigrants from China gave us egg rolls. Spanish explorers planted the first oranges in America. The English came carrying bags of apple seeds. Review. What kinds of things did immigrants bring to America? Geography. The land bridge. Today, about 50 miles, 80 kilometers of sea separate North America and Asia. Thousands of years ago, however, great sheets of ice covered much of the earth. In fact, so much water turned into ice that the water level in the oceans dropped. This caused a piece of land, or a land bridge, to appear. It connected North America and Asia. Different places. In the 1850s, writer Herman Melville said, "We are not a nation so much as a world." He was saying the United States is made up of people from many other places. People have come here from so many places that this country is called a nation of immigrants. Most people born here have parents, grandparents, or ancestors who came from other countries. An ancestor is an early family member. The first people to live in what would become the United States were the American Indians, or Native Americans. Thousands of years ago, an isthmus joined Asia to North America. An isthmus is a narrow piece of land that connects two larger land areas. Some people believe that the Indians' ancestors walked across this isthmus from Asia. They were following herds of animals, which they hunted for food. Eventually, the Indians settled all over the Americas. People reached North America from Europe much later. About 1,000 years ago, the Vikings came to North America. This group stayed only a few years. In 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed to America from Spain. He was trying to reach China, where he wanted to trade for gold and other riches. Columbus thought he could reach China by sailing west. Columbus did not reach China. He did, however, return to Spain with tales of riches. After hearing his stories, other explorers crossed the Atlantic Ocean. By the early 1700s, many Europeans had settled in North America. They came from different parts of Europe, but most of them were looking for the same thing, a better life. Some dreamed of wealth or riches. Some just wanted a chance to own their own land. Others came so they could freely follow their religion or beliefs about God or gods. Not every group came to America by choice, however. Most Africans who reached America had been taken from their homes and sold into slavery. Slavery is making one person the property of another person. Enslaved people were used as workers. Slavery ended in the United States after the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln was president during that war. Review. Why is the United States often called a nation of immigrants? Difficult decisions. Over time, millions of people from all over the world came to the United States. Some of the towns and cities they moved to were named for the places they came from. That is why we have place names like Germantown in Ohio and Holland in Michigan. Immigrants had to make a hard decision before coming to America. Should they stay at home where things were known, or should they leave for a new life in a new land? Mary Anton's family faced those questions in the 1880s. They could decide to stay in Plotsk, their small village in what was then a part of Russia. If they did, they would be together in their home. But they would go on facing poverty and a hard life with little freedom. Poverty means being very poor. If they left Plotsk, Mary's family would be apart for a very long time. Mary's father would have to go to the United States on his own, find a job, and save money. Only then could he afford to send for the rest of the family. If they left Plotsk, the family would have to leave their friends and favorite things behind. They would have to learn new customs and a new language, too. Still, going to America would mean chances for a better life and freedom. Mary wrote in her diary, "Many family councils were held before it was agreed that the plan must be carried out. Then came the parting, for it was impossible for the whole family to go at once. I remember Father waving his hat for our special benefit and saying the last words we heard him speak as the train moved off, 'Goodbye, Plotsk, forever.'" 3 years later, Mary and the rest of her family left Plotsk and joined her father in the United States. Review. What difficult decision did all immigrants have to make? A mix of people. Today, people still come to the United States from all over the world. In fact, nearly 500,000 newcomers enter the United States in most years. These people belong to many ethnic groups. An ethnic group is a group made up of people from the same country, people of the same race, or people with a common way of life. Every ethnic group has its own way of life, or culture. The culture of a group is made up of its customs and beliefs. A culture includes language, religion, art, music, clothing, food, games, and holidays. Each ethnic group has brought some of its culture to the United States. Having so many cultures mixed together means that Americans can enjoy a richer life. It also helps explain why people in the United States seem so different from one another in so many ways. Review. What are some things that make up a group's culture? Lesson 1 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. Why did early European settlers come to North America? 2. Recall the main idea. What are some reasons for the different ways of life in the United States? Think critically. 3. Think more about it. Suppose the United States had not been settled by people from so many places. How might the United States be different than the way it is now? Show what you know. Writing activity. Describe some cultural differences that you have noticed. They may be in your community or in some place you have visited. Give possible reasons for those differences. Critical thinking skills. Make a thoughtful decision. 1. Why learn this skill? The decisions you make can have good or bad consequences. A consequence is what happens because of an action. If you decide to go swimming in a safe place, you will get some good exercise and have fun. However, if you swim in an unsafe place, you could be hurt or become ill. To make thoughtful decisions, you need to think about the consequences before you act. 2. Remember what you have read. The goal of Mary Anton's family was to have freedom and a better life, so they decided to leave their homeland and come to the United States. Think about their decision and its consequences for the family. 1. If Mary's family had stayed in Russia, what might have been the consequences, both good and bad? 2. Explain the good and bad consequences of their coming to the United States. 3. Understand the process. Here are some steps you can use to help you make wise decisions. Identify a goal. Make a list of choices that might help you reach your goal. Think about the possible consequences, both good and bad, of each choice. Decide which choice you think will have the best consequences. Think about your choice. Could it have bad consequences you have not thought of? If so, you may need to make a different choice. Make the best choice and follow it. 4. Think and apply. Think about a decision that you made recently. What were the consequences of your decision? Do you think your decision was a thoughtful one? Explain. Lesson 2. Learn culture through literature. Nari's Story. From Who Belongs Here? An American Story. By Margie Burns Knight. Illustrated by Anne Sibley O'Brien. Nari was born in Cambodia, a small country in Southeast Asia. When Nari was very young, a terrible war broke out in Cambodia. Both of his parents were killed by government soldiers. Nari, his grandmother, and his uncle escaped to the nearby country of Thailand. They later came to live in the United States. Nari and his family came to the United States to escape the dangers and hardships in their homeland. Nari has seen many changes in his life since coming to the United States. Some things, however, remain the same. Read to find out how Nari's life has changed and how it has remained the same. Nari was sad and confused after his parents died. He cried as his grandmother carried him on her back through the jungle to Thailand. He had tried to run, but the blisters on his feet were bleeding. His uncle told him to be quiet because they were running from the soldiers and didn't want to be caught. In Thailand, they lived for several years in a crowded refugee camp where Nari sometimes went to school and his uncle and grandmother helped in the health clinic. Nari traveled to the U.S. on a plane. Around his neck, he wore a tag with his name, picture, and date of arrival in New York City. Nari was very happy to be moving to the States, but he was nervous because he wasn't sure what was going to happen. Nari's family was met at the airport by their sponsor, who helped them settle into their new home. When Nari's family arrived in the U.S., his grandmother was carrying a plastic bag. In it were identity papers, 2 family photos, and x-rays that showed that her family didn't have active tuberculosis. Nari brought with him his memories of Cambodia and Khmer, the language he learned as a baby. Some days learning English is frustrating for Nari, but his friends and teachers are helping him. On rainy days, he laughs as he tells his grandmother it's raining cats and dogs. Nari had little to eat during the war in Cambodia. He is amazed by the amount of food in his local grocery store. His grandmother sends money to Cambodia each month so her relatives can buy seeds to plant rice. Nari eats rice every day. Sometimes he eats it with meat or vegetables. He likes it when pizza and ice cream are served at school for lunch. Nari admires Dith Pran because he is working for peace in Cambodia. Like Nari, Dith Pran escaped from the killing fields of Cambodia. Now he travels around the U.S. talking about his hopes for his homeland. It is hard for him to repeat his sad stories, but he wants peace in Cambodia and feels it is important to talk about the terrible things that have happened and continue to happen there. In Nari's new home, soldiers don't pound on the door and tell him to get out as they did in Cambodia. Nari likes his new freedom. Literature Review. 1. How did Nari's life change, and how did it stay the same? 2. Explain why not being able to speak English would make life difficult for newcomers to the United States like Nari. 3. Imagine that you have just come to live in the United States. Write a short diary entry that tells how your life has changed. Lesson 3. Focus. What things help unite or bring together all the people living in one country? Main idea, read to find out what helps unite people living in the United States. Vocabulary, independence, government, democracy, representative democracy, majority rule, right, Responsibility. A united country. What is an American? Ask 100 people and you will get 100 different answers. That is because Americans are different from one another in so many ways. Americans have come to the United States from all over the world. They sometimes speak different languages and eat different foods. They often have different customs. Yet in some ways, Americans also have much in common. Americans share things. Americans share a way of life. We learn about one another from television, newspapers, and magazines. We go to school together. We go to movies. We like certain sports. All of these things help bring us together as a people. Americans are united when they rise together before a baseball game to sing the national anthem. Americans feel pride when they salute the flag as it passes by in a parade. Americans promise to be loyal to the United States when they say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Americans also share their country's history or past. One Russian immigrant remembered how reading about the history of the United States made him feel a part of America. He said, "As I read, it dawned on me gradually what was meant by my country, the people all desiring noble things and striving for them together." One way that people remember their country's history is by celebrating its holidays. One of the most important holidays in the United States is Independence Day, or the 4th of July. On that date in 1776, the United States declared its independence, or freedom, from English rule. Each July 4th, millions of Americans get together to enjoy this holiday. Review. How do national holidays help unite Americans? Citizenship. Independence Day. Even the first leaders of the United States thought that July 4th was an important day. One leader, John Adams, said, "It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other." Although Independence Day was celebrated for many years, it was not made an official holiday until 1941. Sharing certain beliefs. Americans share a deep belief in freedom. Americans believe in freedom of religion, freedom to work, freedom to say what they want, freedom to move around, and freedom to meet with other people. Freedom has always drawn people from other places to the United States. "We call no man master here," wrote one English immigrant. Another immigrant told family members who had stayed in Germany, "If you wish to see our whole family living in a country where freedom of speech obtains, if you wish to be really happy and independent, then come here." Americans share their government, too. A government is a system for deciding what is best for a group of people. The main job of government is to make and carry out laws. Because everyone must follow them, laws help unite people. Laws also help settle disagreements. In the United States, our government is a democracy. A democracy is a form of government in which the people rule. In a democracy, people are free to make choices about their lives and their government. They often make their choices by voting. The United States is a democracy, but citizens do not vote on every law. There are more than 267 million people in the United States today. That many people cannot get together in one place to make every law. Instead, citizens elect representatives, or leaders. Those representatives, in turn, make decisions about the laws for all the people. This system is called a representative democracy. What do you usually do when you and your friends cannot decide which of two games to play? Like other Americans, you most likely vote. You and your friends agree to play the game that gets the most votes, or the majority. This way of deciding is called majority rule. Democracy is based on majority rule. In the United States, each citizen over 18 gets one vote. Majority rule is a way to make choices that are fair to most people and that most people agree with. But all people in the United States have certain rights, even those people who do not agree with the majority. A right is a freedom that belongs to you. The majority cannot make decisions that take away those rights. For example, all Americans are free to say what they think about government. All Americans are free to worship as they please. All Americans have the right to a fair trial. Review. In a representative democracy, who makes decisions about the laws for all the people? Sharing responsibilities. Americans enjoy many rights, but Americans also have many responsibilities. A responsibility is something that a person should do. Some responsibilities, like obeying traffic signs and going to school, are required by law. Other responsibilities are things that good citizens do by choice. These things include voting, learning about the country, working hard, and treating others fairly. Sharing responsibilities can help bring people together. Americans often help one another in times of need and work together to solve problems. By working together, Americans can share their different ideas. By sharing their ideas, they can find ways to solve problems. Review. How does sharing responsibilities help unite Americans? Lesson 3 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What makes our government a democracy? 2. Recall the main idea. What helps unite people living in the United States? Think critically. 3. Explore viewpoints. Do you think majority rule is always fair? Explain. Show what you know. Writing activity. Draw a picture that shows an idea or belief that helps unite Americans. Then, write a short paragraph explaining why you think that idea or belief helps unite them.